And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. We're going to get it going for you right now. A traffic crash was reported on M90 and Shepherd in the Brown City area Saturday evening, July 25th, 2026. No additional information was available at the time of reporting. Thumb Broadcasting will provide updates as more information becomes available. And a February trial date is now on the calendar in Huron County Circuit Court for Mark Joseph Zyla. Judge Gerald M. Prill has scheduled jury selection and trial to begin on February 9, 2027, following a final pretrial conference set for January 11th. The case spans multiple court files, and prosecutors are asking the court to combine those matters into a singular trial. Attorneys told the court they expect the proceedings to last between a day and a half and 2.5 days. The January pretrial conference also serves as the deadline for filing motions, completing any plea negotiations, and notifying the court of any planned defenses, including alibi or insanity. Before jurors are seated, both sides must complete proposed jury instructions, and all exhibits must be marked by the court reporter no later than 2 weeks before the trial begins. And a Huron County man signing the sentencing after entering a no contest plea in circuit court. Aaron Matthew Laycock appeared before the court to resolve charges stemming from a multi-count case. Under the terms of the plea agreement, Laycock entered no contest pleas to carjacking, unlawful imprisonment, and fourth degree arson. In exchange, the prosecution agreed to dismiss the remaining counts and will not seek consecutive sentencing. During the proceedings, the court confirmed the plea was voluntary and established a factual basis using a Huron County Sheriff's Department incident report and a Bad Axe Police Department incident report. Defense attorney Thomas Siver requested a reduction in bond, citing his client's unemployment and limited resources, though the court acknowledged the severity of the charges. Laycock is scheduled for sentencing on September 21st. Of 2026. And we will be right back after this brief promotional message.
You hear that? Oh yeah, baby, it's that time of year again. WLEW and WHST are once again giving away a car. This year, it's a 1990 Chevy Corvette. Bright red exterior, gray leather interior, and under the hood, a Chevy 350 small block with 345 foot-pounds of torque. All delivered to the pavement through a 4-speed automatic transmission and looking sharp with custom alloy wheels. Plus, you can listen to your favorite radio station through a premium Delco Bose sound system. Enjoy the lights and information of a digital dashboard and put the top down with a tinted glass removable roof. And at the end of summer, WLEW and WHST will be hosting an event out in Harbor Beach to give the car away to one lucky key winner. How do you enter? Visit local participating businesses throughout the summer at local events and drop your name in a bucket. It's that simple. Or stay tuned to Cruise 102.1 WLEW, 94.1 WHST, or WLEW's AM 1340. 300 keys, one lucky winner, one awesome ride. Entrants must be 18 years of age or older to register. No purchase necessary. Shop local, support local.
And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.